Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find all these radio program and MP3 files. There's 30-minute Bible videos on different subjects, and there's a host of other Bible-related material along with some information about us. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. We want nothing from you. Just come with an open Bible and an open mind. Let us show you a need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. We have begun studying the question, what claim does the Bible make for itself? And we answered the claim that it makes it, that it is a book of inspiration. And we have been examining the first part of this question by looking at the Old Testament claim that it is inspired by God. We finished off looking at the law of Moses was given by God through the lawgiver Moses. We read in Ezra chapter 7, verse 6 and 12, it says, "This Ezra came up from Babylon, and he was a skilled scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord of God of Israel had given. The king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God that was upon him. Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law of the God of heaven, perfect peace," and so forth. Again, Ezra tells us that the law did not originate with him, it originated with God. The law of Moses was given by Moses, and it was also given by the prophets that God sent to Israel to warn them, to turn them, and to instruct them. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 1 through 6, it says, "And Moses called all Israel and said to them, 'Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your hearing today, that you may learn them and be careful to observe them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in the Hebron, and the Lord did not make this covenant with our fathers, but with us and those who are here today, all of us who are alive. The Lord talked with you face to face on the mountain from the midst of the fire. I stood between the Lord and you at that time to declare to you the word of the Lord. For you were afraid because of the fire, and you did not go up to the mountain. He said, 'For I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage.'" Later, following the 40 years of wandering, when Moses reiterated the law to the new generation, he attributed every word to God. He attributed every word in that law that was given to that first generation that died in the wilderness, he attributed it to God. It wasn't his law, it wasn't his thoughts, wasn't his ideals, wasn't his understandings, it was God's given to him to give to them. In 2 Chronicles chapter 34, verse 14, "Now when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Helican, the priest, found the book of the law of the Lord given by Moses." Notice, the book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. What conclusion can we reach about the law of Moses? Moses' words were not Moses' words. Moses' thoughts were not his thoughts. Moses' teaching was not Moses. It was Moses being used and the thoughts and the words and the instructions and the commands came from God. Men of God claim to speak as they were directed by God. The law given by Moses was by God, not by Moses. But you know what? The New Testament says the Old Testament was an inspired message. It makes the same argument. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11, Peter would write, "Of this salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them, and indicating when he testified beforehand of the suffering of Christ and the glories that would follow. Notice the Spirit of Christ who was in them. It was not them doing the talking. It was not them making the decision. It was God telling them the instructions, giving them the commandments, giving them the precepts and the ordinances through men, but the words were from God. In 1 Peter 1:12, to them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which the angels desire to look into. Notice, things which the angels desire to look into. There were things that were revealed that they wanted to know, but they were revealed by God through men. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy never came by the will of men, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Now notice what Peter is saying. Peter's epistle makes the claim and made the claim that the prophecy of Scripture was of no private interpretation. The prophecy of old never were private interpretations of men like Amos or Jeremiah or Ezekiel or Isaiah or Amos or Jonah. These words did not originate with them. These words never came by the will of men, but they moved by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gave them the words, and then they gave them to the people. In Luke 2, verse 22 and 23, the scripture says, now when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy unto the Lord. Now notice, in talking about the circumcision of Jesus 8 days after his birth, it says that the law of the Lord, the law of the Lord, what law of the law? According to the law of Moses, written in the law of the Lord. The instructions to circumcise were written in the law of the Lord, not in the law of Moses, but in the law of the Lord. And thus, we see, even in the New Testament, that it supports the claim that the Old Testament was inspired, that it came from God, and holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. In essence, the words were given to them. On two occasions when the Apostle Paul quoted from God, he attributed the quote of the Scriptures to God. In Genesis 12, verse 3, where it said that all the nations of the earth would be blessed through the seed of Abraham. The Scripture says in Galatians 3, verse 8, that is repeated. The Scripture says, that shows the Scripture has authority. Exodus 9, verse 16, and we see the same thing in Romans 9, 17. Thus, we can conclude that the Word of God is Scripture. And if the Word of God is Scripture, then the Word of God originated with God, and it did not originate with men. And so the word Scripture can be interchangeably used with the Word of God. The Word of God is the Scripture, and the Scripture is the Word of God. Let me just give you a couple of illustrations. In Genesis chapter 2, when God instituted the relationship of marriage, and he gave and brought Eve to Adam, notice what he said in verse 24 of chapter 2. God said, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. That's what the scripture said in Genesis 2. But in Matthew 19, when this is repeated, in the book of Matthew by Jesus. Notice the terminology that Jesus used in Matthew 19, verse 4 and 5. And he answered them and said, have you not read that he made them at the beginning, made them male and female, and said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. Have you not read he who made them? Who is he? He is God. Who said that the two will become one flesh? Who said that? It wasn't Moses. It was God. God said that. God said that in Genesis 2 when he talked to Adam and Eve. And God said that when Matthew wrote it in Matthew chapter 19, verse 4 and 5. The scripture said in Genesis 12. God said the same thing in Matthew 19 in his word. Let me give you one other illustration. In Isaiah 53, in verse number 3, in Isaiah 53 and verse number 3, a prophecy that we're all very familiar with. It says, he that despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and he hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. When we read Acts 13, verse number 34, Acts 13, verse 34. Acts 13, verse number 34, the scripture says, and he raised him from the dead, no more to return to corruption, for he has spoken, I will give you the sure mercies of David. That's in Acts 13, verse number 34. And he would not allow his Holy One to see corruption in verse 35, and that was spoken in the scripture in Psalm 16, verse 10. So what do we see in these verses? It is also true that when the scripture were quoted, God was credited with the quotation. Thus the scriptures are the word of God. We need to understand that when God speaks, he can speak through the Old Testament. The Old Testament are the words of God. And so when the scripture says, is same as saying that God says. Because the scripture were given by God, they were not given by men. Men were used to write them down. Men were guided by the Holy Spirit. Their style and their ability was used, but the words did not generate with them. The conclusions did not generate from them. And the very teachings did not generate from them. They generated from God. And so we can say without any reservation, thus the scriptures are the word of God. When the scripture says, you can replace that with God said, because the scriptures came from God. They did not come from men. That is the Old Testament argument. That is the argument of every prophet. That is the argument of every Old Testament prophet, that the words did not originate with them, the thoughts did not originate with them, the concepts did not originate with them. All of their information that they got and they gave to the people came from God, not from men. The scripture is equal to God said. It's his word, it's his law, it's his mind being revealed to man. The Bible, the Old Testament, makes the claim it came from God,